Alex Jones here, reporting live from Barcelona, Spain. We're also going to be reporting from Madrid and other cities. We're investigating the press reports that basically all of Europe is falling into classical tyranny with capital controls, restrictions on the press, persecution of even mild political speech, stuff that used to be a huge deal when other countries did it. So what's happening to the West? Infowars.com is investigating. Now, I'd be very careful about what I say while I'm inside this country. We have not just discovered the fascism, the tyranny in the newspapers. In Zero Hedge in the United States, London Independent in the UK, basically breaking down the fact that 1984 has come to Spain. We have already experienced it and can't even talk about it until we get out of the country. And I'm not going to be at this point giving folks details about when we'll specifically be leaving and going to the next EU country falling under totalitarianism, in their words. That said, the headlines are everywhere that people are being fined for criticizing police response times. No free speech. They announced just a month ago 10 things you can't do. One of them is criticize the king in any way. Now, again, this is supposedly a Western country. We hear criticisms of organizations and groups in China or in Cuba. And we were all brought up that was just absolutely horrible and terrible. But now, not just here, but in the UK as well, they're now nabbing people off the streets that try to go to Draw Muhammad cartoon events. So free speech is being eliminated. It's being expanded across the board. The United States is trying to bring this in as well. So I want to be clear. We're not picking on Spain. This is a beautiful country. I've studied its history a lot. It's amazing. It has an ancestral memory of being invaded by the Moors out of North Africa and then having to be reconquered by groups out of northern Spain and Europe. And they have been basically through a lot in the last 1,000-plus years. So it's ingrained in the culture to get in line with totalitarianism. But before I get into the latest developments, it's important to note that Francisco Franco, who in the early 30s basically staged a coup to take over Spain, then groomed Juan Carlos, who wasn't even in line to the throne, to be his replacement upon his death in 1975. Anybody can look this up. It was only Spain that didn't get in trouble at the end of World War II. Italy, of course, got in deep trouble. My grandfather was part of the invasion of that country. Germany lost 20-plus million people for the activities of the Nazi Party. Spain, that was the first fascist nation to basically join Germany, even before El Duce, Mussolini, never got in trouble for it. Now, I want to be clear. The communists killed more people in Russia and in China than the fascists did. So it's not a question of lesser of two evils. I understand why a lot of Spanish people didn't want to go under the tyranny of the Soviets. And they engaged in incredible atrocities and, quite frankly, made the fascists look like good guys. So I'm not comparing Franco to Hitler because I've studied it. He wasn't. But he did call himself totalitarian. And then they put Juan Carlos in 75. They supposedly had these faux reforms. They're now getting rid of those. And we have experienced it here. Not any security at the airport other than guys walking up with machine guns and staring at us in the face and doing it to everybody else, families, you name it, and then saying welcome to the country, letting us right in. Then we went to just get a couple hundred euros exchange to pay for taxis. It's a lot of taxis only take cash. And it was just, you know, incredible. Well, where's your hotel? Well, give us this. We'll give us that. And they were putting in an Interpol database. Let us see your passport. Where are you going? How long are you staying? And they were putting it in an Interpol database right in front of us. See, capital controls are coming here. They're coming to Greece. You have 40% unemployment in this country. With the collapse of society, we're going to see a move towards totalitarianism that is going to stifle the incredibly rich culture of Spain and other countries. The problem is the globalists have sold socialism and communism as the answer to fascism when it's something that's even a more virulent variation historically than even fascism. But it's like, you know, picking strychnine or cyanide. They'll both kill you deader than a hammer. So this is a rich people, a rich culture, really nice folks, very, very polite, a lot of amazing, you know, obviously art is everywhere. The architecture, anywhere you look, is simply amazing, whether it's medieval or whether it's more modern. It's just that one thing is we're here down at one of the famous cathedrals just videotaping it. And cops run over and get in our face and erase what's on our cameras and apologize for it. But they were bugging their eyes out at us. And they said, oh, we have to do this because of Islamic extremism. And I understand this country got invaded and taken over by that. Then why is their government bringing it in at record levels? And then using it against people like us that came here with an open mind to try to basically investigate what's happening, what's unfolding. Again, there'll be a lot more that we're going to be reporting on in the next few days here, but this is not a free country. And the veneer of freedom is basically evaporating. It's basically being disappeared for the people that live in this once Christian nation. And as the Christian culture dies, which it's now doing, I mean, just 20 years ago, upwards of 90% of people went to church in Spain. And people say, oh, I'm sick of church. Well, the point is it was some culture. Now, something like 10% go. Same thing with England. And into that vacuum of globalist tyranny and the big banks looting people and the crony capitalism not letting the economy flourish, socialism is coming in and communism is coming in. And so they're putting a police state in place to counter that. So it's basically a choice of fascism or communism. And I just don't want either choice. But I'm not going to sit here and say that right-wing fascism is worse than communism, because historically it just communism is the worst thing there is. But that's the false choice you're given. We need to transcend that and have a culture of art, have a culture of true liberty around the Bill of Rights and Constitution itself that comes out of Magna Carta, itself that comes out and helped create the Renaissance that Spain's been a big part of when it comes to art and literature and everything else. So I come to you from the country of For Whom the Bell Tolls, of course, the Ernest Hemingway novel about the Spanish Civil War. He was here during the Spanish Civil War, but he wrote a fiction novel about it. George Orwell wrote a nonfiction book about his experiences here and was wounded fighting the fascists. And I totally get why he was fighting the fascists, but he even wrote in his essays, you can buy them in big compendium books, that turned out the communists were just as bad or worse. And that's what 1984 is about, is if Stalin would have taken over England and Europe, what the world would be like. And now we've just got the globalists in charge, who are just a high-tech version, in the words of Aldous Huxley, of a Brave New World model. So again, we're not trying to give you buzzwords here. We're not trying to demonize anybody here. It's going to be the Spanish police whose children end up losing their future as well. And they're allowing fascism to come in. It's going to be set up. It's going to fall to corporate communism, where the corporations are offshore. They're above the law. They're exempt. Diplomatic immunity. And there's communism on the ground. In fact, I predict if the New World Order has its way and the EU superstate's able to implode what's left of national sovereignty to bring in this tyranny, I predict that these nations will all fall to a form of what I'm coining techno or technotronic or technocratic communism. And that's what we're facing, because, again, it's communism on the ground, first socialism into communism on the ground to domesticate, to have controlled economies, with those controlled economies serviced by above-the-law megacorporations, less than 10 of them. There's about 100 right now, 6 media companies, 5 banks. But it's all consolidating right now. And all the ideologies, fascism, communism, all the fake choices we're given will mean nothing when this comes in. But remember, I'm in the only country that didn't fall at the end of World War II that was fascist. And they had a soft fascism after that, but it's back. And I can tell you, I've been in third world countries. I've been in Central America. I've been in totalitarian regimes. And in England, they're also passing similar laws. There has been a conscious decision made to do this. So keep an eye on us here. We hope to move to the next country and cover what's happening in Italy and in Greece and other areas. But they're moving to loot the Spanish pension funds. They're moving to loot people's private bank accounts now with bail-ins. This is coming to the United States, and that's why I'm here, was to investigate firsthand exactly what's happening. But just a beautiful country. Always wanted to come here. I've read so many history books about it, and I got to tell you, it's even more amazing than a lot of the stuff I saw in the central areas of London, been there many times. We just picked a church courtyard here because it was a lot quieter from the city noise. This is not even a snapshot of what's happening and unfolding. I'm going to throw this back to a live transmission with David Knight. I'll be trying to call in or Skype in later in the broadcast as well. This is the most concerned I've ever been, because let me explain something. Most countries like England and others that are becoming fascist, they care about the press. Like when Canada held me for 15 hours for no reason, you can tell, and you see it in the news, they don't care, folks. They don't care. And the police told me, we don't care. We'll be getting more into what's been going on since then, but this is a very, very serious situation, and it is very, very sad for this country. All right, Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. More taped reports, more live reports, and more special reports coming. If you're watching this transmission, you are the hope of humanity. You are the resistance. Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.